You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And we're back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Definitely go check out my man, Justin Stanza, down there at Dive Bar. We had a great time. Keith was behind the bar getting it done. Had a few drinks. We did some DJing. Let me ask you this, because this has been a big bone of contention between The Miz, myself, and some of his friends, a group of his friends. And I want other people to weigh in on this, too. If you call in, and we're going to take some calls in a second, I want your opinion on this, too. You can only listen to one of these two people for the rest of your life. Like, you have to pick which one you think is the better of these two people.
Yes.
On one hand, you have Kenny Loggins.
Okay.
On the other hand, you have Huey Lewis and the News.
I couldn't name one song that either of them play.
What?
Yes.
All right. So, okay, I'll give you. Ready? Okay. Well, Kenny Loggins.
Yeah. I know who they are.
Okay. Kenny Loggins, Danger Zone.
Okay.
From Top Gun.
Yeah.
Footloose.
Okay.
The Caddyshack theme song.
Okay.
Those would be probably his three biggest.
Yeah.
Huey Lewis has, like, the power of love.
Okay.
The heart of rock and roll is in Cleveland.
I'd have to go with the first one.
Loggins. All day long, it's Loggins.
Yes, all day long.
Highway to the Danger Zone, that's the end of the story.
Yeah.
It's a discussion ender right there. Come on. Yes. So yeah. You would be on the same team that myself and The Miz are on.
Okay.
Scotty Monaco and his band of merry men would be on the Huey Lewis team. With the
okay.
News.
Okay.
Yeah, I just don't get it.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I mean, it's like the Caddyshack's I'm all right.
Yeah.
That's a great song, too.
It is a great song.
But Highway to the Danger Zone, to me, it's like if you're going to be – and now both these guys are actually big and they have a lot more songs than that. But I want to go with, you know, let's go top three versus top three, Loggins. And number one versus number one, Loggins all the way.
Loggins all the way. But I think there's – for me personally and the generation that I grew up in, okay – And I enjoy a good movie. Highway to the Danger Zone is probably top three that if you were to poll everyone in the United States and play that song and say, what movie is this song from? And I would
everybody
have to guess that 75% plus of individuals polled would be able to immediately within 3 seconds say Top Gun.
Oh yeah. Especially if they are at least, what, 30?
Let's say, I mean, for God's sakes, anyone under 30, anyone between 18 and 30 that hasn't seen Top Gun?
Do yourself a favor.
Do yourself a favor.
Matt Wilhelm taking a page out of my playbook.
There you go.
Do yourself a favor and go watch it immediately. You have like 90 minutes of greatness ahead of you.
You really do.
You're so lucky.
Yes.
Go see Top Gun. 216-578-0850. Good to know that Loggins is running away with this as he should be. We had like a Loggins last night, part of the DJ. We played the American Dream Dusty Rhodes theme song.
Do we add that to the Jolt Report?
To the Loggins?
Remind
me next week, because I forgot to do that. We were kind of rushed with the Jolt Report because of the Mike Patton presser, but next week's Jolt Report. So I have a buddy, Zach Layton, who is on. He was on my Superstars team. We do this like event. We just played together. And so on last Friday night, we all went out to dinner, and I'll tell the story in more detail later. But basically, I want you to start getting your head around this. He was wearing a pair of Lululemon capri pants.
What material?
They're like this, but a little bit more sweaty.
And they taper at the bottom.
Taper and stop right here.
Okay.
Like upper mid-calf.
Okay.
I have a picture of it, which I'll tweet out next week when we do this. But I want you to just get your head around that and think, where does that...
Closing my eyes right now to understand what this actually looks like.
It's not good.
Not good.
And to me, like, I would rather wear jorts than wear those capri pants.
The first thing I think of is a female yoga instructor.
Right, but we're talking about a man.
Yes, we are.
Tremendous condition he is. Zach, I don't give him his credit. He's a CrossFit guy. He's like in good shape, but he was wearing, and in fact, he's wearing these Lululemon capri pants with camo Crocs. It was outrageous.
Last night?
This was a week ago.
At your event?
At our event, yeah. It was after the event. We all went back to the club. Let's see. I have the picture. I'll tweet it out next week. But I want people to start thinking about that, too. You have, 6 days to really marinate. Where does this rank in terms of you know, unacceptableness.
And I sent you that picture last night from the super tough guy at Barrio in the line for the restroom. I had to sneak a picture. I think he almost saw me do it.
It was so great.
And
it's
just this meat box, you know, with his yoked up arms, with his jersey, no shirt. That was out in full effect.
All right, 216-578-0850. It is Cleveland Browns Daily. It's your brother, Matt Wilhelm, looking at the picture right now.
It's the worst.
It's crazy.
I mean, I think the camo Crocs are worse than the Capris.
The camo Crocs, I'll just throw those out. I'm just focused on the Capris, right?
I understand that.
But the camo, it all adds to something.
It does, but I just don't understand how. Did he get dressed in the dark? Like, how do you wake up and go, this is what I want to wear?
He loves it. Look how happy he is in
I
the
know,
picture.
But I just meant, like.
We had multiple people that night then go try them on to see, and, like, they were like, this is the most ridiculous thing ever. Except my friend Rob Schwartz is like, these are the most comfortable pants ever. This is the most comfortable pants ever. That's it. Most comfortable. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
I can say I'm kind of happy. I've considered it from time to time, and I've tried on before simply because my wife loves Lululemon. I think their clothes don't fit me.
Really?
I'm wearing these
sweats I wear every day are Lululemon, so they're the most comfortable pants in the world.
I have nothing against it.
Do you have too big of a rump?
I have too big of a rump. My legs are too big. But then even some of the shirts, they're just a little Under Armour-ish to me.
But it's
compression-y.
It's a softer.
It is. It is.
Softer Under Armour.
But I'm like, I don't want clean. I want loose.
You want loose.
Flowy. I wear a hoodie to work out in. Uh-huh. Like, you know, uh-huh. I don't want clingy. That's just not me.
Okay.
I want
all
clean.
Right.
Like Andy Lee, I want clingy under my pads. You know, it's almost like a second skin. But I don't want clingy when I'm at LA Fitness trying to get a workout in.
I hear you.
Well, I'm not trying to impress. I just want to go to work.
Everything you wear has to be naturally clingy due to your massiveness. 216. Yeah. Huey Lewis is a slam dunk, Browns fan 42. Are you out of your mind? This is what he said. Huey Lewis is a slam dunk over Loggins. Taking Loggins is like picking Human Centipede over adult entertainment. That is absolutely crazy. That's crazy.
Does he have songs that we're just not mentioning?
Huey Lewis has a fair catalog. I'm not worried about that. He has got a fair catalog, but to me, listen, he's no Loggins. Highway to the Danger Zone. It's like, boom.
That's like a man's man song.
That's a discussion ender, right? It is a man song. That's a song of my youth.
Yes.
Song of my childhood. I watched Top Gun when I was a kid. I must have watched Top Gun 500 times. There was a point in my life where I literally could do the entire movie, every line of that movie.
As I mentioned to you on this show all the time, as we get into movies, Curb Your Enthusiasm, all that kind of, I'm not a TV watcher, okay? But what I love doing is finding a good movie that I would enjoy to fill my time with. I'd prefer to watch, you know, if Friends series is on, which is a show that I love when I was a kid, I'll watch, like, Top Gun, I'll stop on, Black Hawk Down, I'll watch a Happy Gilmore, Tommy Boy, any movie like that, you know, The Replacements, football movie.
The Replacements.
I'll watch Con Air. Those types of – any kind of movie like that was, you know, 90s, 2000, early 2000s.
If it's on your style, you're boom.
If it's on and I'm in the mood to watch something, I'll turn that on. But Top Gun is one of those movies that if – I might not stay on it to watch it in its entirety, but I'm going to watch whatever portion of the movie. It's like I don't want to see him riding the motorcycle with the chick. Like I want to see
the
fighting in the air.
That's what I was totally thinking too. Like that's the part you could kind of – I remember when I was a kid and they had their little makeout scene. And I was like, what are they doing with their tongues? Yeah. That is crazy, man.
But, I mean, I won't watch the volleyball, but I'll watch.
Oh, the volleyball's great.
It is great, but I'm not going to watch a bunch of dudes with no shirts
Rick
on playing
Rossovich.
Volleyball. But I meant, like, the air – because I was big into military as a kid.
Loved
G.I. Joe. So anytime they're, you know, the fighting and in the air and him, you know, flicking the bird off to the MiG, you know, that kind of stuff
was
great.
We were communicating.
Yes. The flybys.
Permission Buzz Tower? No. Unbelievable. Cleveland Gollum says, don't forget all the Loggins and Messina songs. See? Even more for Loggins. More for Loggins. 216-578-0850. We've got Marty in Richfield. Marty, how are you?
Not too bad, guys. How are you?
Great, man.
Good.
I watched that game yesterday, and I'm like, this is not sour grapes by any means, but at a certain point, it was either later in the second quarter or third quarter, I could have swore that Mozgov got thought he got fouled, and he walked over to Joe Crawford. I saw him saying something, and they had somebody must have had a mic too close to Crawford, and he turns and says, "Shut up and get out of here."
Yep, with the thumb over to the bench.
What is this? This is game four of the NBA Finals. And I watched him the rest of the game, and he was so animated. And even the TV broadcasters alluded to, him being in the league so long and, you know, self-proclaimed best referee and all this other jazz. And it was like, I think there were so many calls that I thought he missed. You guys alluded to it earlier. And I just think that, you know, with the Cavs being depleted energy-wise, you know, and them knowing that they're getting those calls right along, and all of a sudden you have a game where there's a guy who has a huge ego, and all of a sudden the game is about him and not the two teams. I just think it added a dimension to the game that was, impacted the Cavs, you know.
It did, and you got to find a way to overcome it. But I don't – as a guy who's watched NBA for a long time, I just don't understand how Joe Crawford gets these assignments. I really don't understand how he gets these opportunities, because he does have such an influence on the games that he refs, and clearly he was not in the corner of the Cavaliers last night. Is that why they lost? No, but did it help? No, not at all. It certainly did not. Chad in Worcester, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man.
Good. Hey, the one thing keeps bothering me, and I'll get your take on it here, everyone's worried about Steve Kerr lying in the presser there before the game about, going small and, you know, different starting lineup and everything. But didn't the Cavs open up, like, on a 7-0 run, had to call a quick timeout to slow everything down?
Yep. Yes, they did. You're right.
I actually think that's the way that the Cavs are going to have to do it. They got to keep their bigs in there. What really irritated me was after the game, after they realized they got their butts kicked, Tristan Thompson comes out and says, "We're going to make them pay. I'm going to hit the boards even harder." Where was that second quarter? Where was that third quarter? Why aren't you hitting the boards hard now? Why has it got to take losing, you know, going back out to Golden State, you know, tied up? You know, do it now. You're at home. It didn't make any sense to me. So what do you guys think?
I think you always got to give it your all. I think it was just kind of a look, you know, it was almost, if you remember, after the Warriors lost, they're like, we've got to find a way to give more. We're not giving enough. I think it's just kind of an athlete's mentality that I don't think you ever want to say that you just got beat. So you're like,
side of weakness.
Right. You're like, listen, then I'm just going to dig deeper there. I've got to find a way to give more. I'm going to take it to the next level. I didn't know I had the next level, but I'm going to find a way to get to the next level.
And see, that also is what's frustrating me about J.R. Smith. Because I thought with every miss.
Body language is pissing me off.
With every miss, it got worse. And with every miss, I thought he got a little bit more reckless defensively. You know, and you would think that I'm not taking care of business on this end. Let me crank it up and impact the game on the other end defensively. And I didn't like his body language. I didn't like the fact that, you know, when we did sub out our starters with, 3:03 or 3:13 left on the clock, J.R. Smith is sitting on the bench chilling. And it was like we almost started the game with four players because he, like, meanders off the bench and just makes his way out there. And I'm like, dude, we're already short, you know, two of our best players. And – what do you want, Dellavedova to go out there and give you three more minutes? And
he's frustrating.
And
me.
Something that I know you've thrown out every once in a while, you know, being an analytical stat guy, is, you know, you always go plus minus. In football, this guy's plus minus. This is a percentage. Well, now I look up at the scoreboard at the percentages that we're shooting as to the result that's happening on the floor. But from mid first quarter, after Golden State came back and took their initial lead, there was only one other time, and I would say I looked at the board a dozen times, where I would look up and any Cavalier
had a plus.
It was minus 12, minus 10, minus 5, minus 5, minus 7. There was a time where we would have a couple zeros. LeBron might have gotten into like at 5, but they were all negative. And only one time, because I look, of course, at the Cavaliers, that I looked to the Golden State board and see there was only one time where any Golden State Warrior was in the negative. They had a few that were at zero, but it was 3, 5, 12, 11, 7, minus 3. But then, boom, one run, and they'd make their way right back into the positive plus
anybody
minus.
Who played for them was at plus 9 or better. Barnes was plus 9, and then everybody else. Draymond, 16. Steph Curry, 18. Iguodala, 16. Klay Thompson, 15. Livingston, 25. For the Cavs, J.R. Smith in 28 minutes was minus 27.
They got quality minutes out of Livingston.
Livingston played very well.
And he's a long defender.
And he's not afraid. Their bench players certainly are
not
afraid of the moment whatsoever. They took Bogut completely out of the game. Guy
he
played
blows.
3 minutes.
He blows.
Mozgov tears him up on the floor or off the floor.
Mozgov's in his head.
Mozgov's in his head. Well, yeah. Mozgov's just a superior player.
Yes.
And I think all Bogut is at this point is a semi-enforcer and six fouls. That's all Bogut is. Because he's averaging less than, what, 3-4 points a game right now in a series?
He's a non-factor, as we like to say. He's a non-factor. People liked that I said that animals were starting their daily routines. That's true. That's the only way I could describe it. There weren't any people around, that's for darn sure. I don't even – the Miz got out of there later than I did. His dad, Mr. Hero George, with a strong performance as always. I got to get you to
meet. Did he hang?
He hangs. He runs the casino. Not really, but he is there. That's like his home away from home, the
really?
Casino. Oh, yeah. George Maizana. Not afraid of the cards or the dice. As the kid would say. Kids out in Colorado having a good time. I heard from him that late last night they ended up at a Taco Bell and he had the beef, the chicken, and the steak. And in his words, it was fantastic. I was wrong.
Great recovery. Great recovery, kid.
We'll hopefully get more details on that story when he makes his return to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
How are the sides?
It was great. I was wrong. Taco Bell, the kid. All right, we'll be back with more. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Forge.